knowing this first. Now, here's the first thing we should know, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, this word private interpretation, and probably I ought to deal first with the word knowing. And the word knowing here is this. It is knowledge that comes not only from the Word of God, not only from facts that can be ascertained. If you have an honest heart, you can find out whether the facts in the Bible are accurate or not. But these are things that you can know by the Holy Spirit making them real to you. And as we've said before, I have now passed the stage that I was in college. In college, I wanted the Bible proven to me. If I found that archaeology, they dug up a spade full of dirt somewhere and it proved a fact in the Bible, well, I'd clap my hands like a little child and shout with glee. It's wonderful. I don't do that anymore. I don't need a spade full of dirt turned up when the Spirit of God Himself has made the Word of God real to our hearts and we've seen its transforming power all over the world in letters that we are receiving. Friends, don't tell me there's not power in the Word of God. There is power there. And here is something that we can know. And the facts confirmed by the Holy Spirit make it real. And now he says here something that we need to pay attention to is of not any private interpretation. Now, what he's saying here, no prophecy of the Scripture is to be interpreted apart from other references to the same subject. And that's the reason that today I put up such an objection to this idea of just pulling out one little verse and building a doctrine on one little verse. My friends, if you can't get a body of Scripture to confirm your doctrine, then you better not build it on one little verse of Scripture. It always reminds me, and there's so many do that today, reminds me of the fellow that I saw in the circus years ago riding a unicycle. You know what a unicycle is? A bicycle is two wheels. A unicycle is one wheel. And he was way up in the air just riding on this one wheel. And he had to juggle around and balance himself, and my, he had a lot of problem. And apparently, he was having a little difficult with his unicycle. And all of a sudden, it went out from under him, and he fell backwards, and believe me, he got a fall. And I thought, now, how many Christians are like that today? They base what they believe on just one verse. Now, it's wonderful to have one marvelous verse, but friends, if it's a great truth, there'll be two verses. And the chances are there'll be three. And I'm of the opinion there'll be a whole chapter on it somewhere. Therefore, don't build it on one. What he means here, no passage of Scripture, you can interpret it by itself. You need to confirm it with other Scriptures.